Hey.
Hello, my name is Emmanuel.
Hey, what's up? My name is Michael.
And you are listening to The Class Prefect.
Are you ready?
And, you know, I've been told I look manageable. Like, I'm not ugly. Think like a man, act like a Nigerian. Anyway.
Meow, meow, meow.
The Class Prefect.
Sure. That was such a dead end.
It's okay.
All right. Wait. No, because I was shook that we both said at the same time. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
All right, guys. Wow, we made it to day 4. It really feels like it's been 4 days since I've been sitting here.
For real.
Tell you. For real. But, so we've had the drinks, we've had the carols.
Yes.
We've had
decorations as well.
And now we're going to talk about the fashions. As you can see, I'm very fashionably dressed.
Okay.
They're very nice. And, you know, I'm in my elf hat. Just from the North Pole.
It's part of his fashion.
Exactly. And we have Jay the Explorer here.
Hi, my loves.
For the past 4 episodes.
They
if you haven't subscribed and done all those things by now, like, it's been 4 days, guys. Stop procrastinating.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is the last day.
Sorry.
So, and also, if you haven't donated,
girl, yes, donate to this beauty.
Have one more deal. Christmas is, they'll double your blessings.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But anyway, guys, thank you for staying with us today for... we have a lovely guest joining us today.
Gorgeous.
An angelic guest, if you will.
Angelic.
We have with us Angel.
A beauty.
Also known as the style connoisseur.
Ooh. Hi.
Yeah, please welcome Angel to the house. Ooh, wow, wow, wow. Merry Christmas. Oh, well. Does someone have a torchlight to light this?
Don't worry about that. We don't need to light it now.
On the last day.
On the last day.
Oh, okay. Let's move on. Thank you. So, welcome to the show, Angel. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, guys.
Okay. I was about to say thank you for having me as if it was
because that is how the presence the presence is great.
No, that's how you feel after 4 days.
Okay, after 4 days.
Even
either or.
It's really
or.
Been 4 days. But guys, so today is a fashion episode, right? And most of you know me, and my fashion sense is not very, it's not a lot. It's short nick I wear everywhere.
Lies.
But luckily, I have 2 heavy hitters. You have a stylist. You still style, right?
I mean, if the money is right.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I have, again, like I said, a style connoisseur with us.
Yes.
So, before we get started, let's get to know a bit about our guest.
Yes.
We had an icebreaker. Do you remember what it was? Because I don't.
Okay, so we had...
Oh, you also do?
We're going to need the Sands of Time.
It's okay, I will count.
Okay.
We have
and
a stopwatch.
Within 60 seconds, we need to name like 5 things that we're grateful for.
Hmm? Which icebreaker is that one?
That's
not
it.
The Twitch icebreaker.
Okay, so you tell it, because that's what I remember. I can only do
anyway,
what I remember.
New icebreaker. It's called This or That, guys. Welcome to the show that runs on fumes. So, it was the DJ Twitch one that he would be describing something, and then you had...
You tell the people, because clearly, girl has been drinking all the cocktails that we discovered in episode 1. So don't blame me for the foolery.
Actually, you blame me because that was your job.
Don't blame me.
I need a new host, guys. Please apply with them.
I was kidnapped.
So we're going to do this or that, right? This is a fashion edition. And seeing as I don't know much about fashion, I'm just going to say random things.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
So, and then you can say which one you prefer.
We move.
So, first of all, hats or suspenders? It's going to be very random.
I think we know the
hats.
Answer.
Asking,
I don't know. I think we know the answer based on what she has on right now.
But you shouldn't judge a book by its cover.
Okay, fair enough.
Or its hat.
I could be
eating
suspenders.
But this one, I think
could,
I can.
Exactly. She could be wearing suspenders. Do you have a this or that?
Okay. Yes, I do. 2-piece sets or monochromatic look?
Monochromatic looks.
What are 2-piece sets?
Yeah.
So if this same pattern and color had trousers. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's it.
Okay, so
AKA coordinates. And
cords.
Then cords. And then I said monochromatic look based on she can pick anything in her wardrobe, but like kind of the same
color
monochrome, one color. So the color scheme is that, or
okay,
black and white.
I'll
so.
Do one more. What's that shoe that they say is very painful?
Amina Muwadi.
So would you rather wear
Okay. Amina Muadi, the Muadi heels.
Or Christian Louboutin shoes.
Christian Louboutin shoes.
Are they comfortable?
No, they're not.
Because they are two very uncomfortable shoes.
Christian Louboutin's
are Can I have mine?
Christian Louboutin's aren't comfortable, but they're the best shoes ever. They are the best shoes ever made.
How makes them?
For anyone.
Why does, what makes them
oh
the
my
best
God, he makes shoes for actual women.
Ha,
but believe me, it's amazing.
Is it the style? Is it the...
I think it's the curves. I think it's how you feel in them.
In pain?
yes.
Not pain.
How you feel in them.
Pain
so,
and pleasure. Okay.
To me, Christian makes perfect shoes.
I have one more. Just because you have eyewear on right now.
Okay.
So will you go for eyewear or jewelry?
Mm.
It's a very tough one, actually, because I love both. But I would say jewelry. Jewelry, because I mean, eyewear is great, but I mean, jewelry. Jewelry is much better. Jewelry is like very defining. Yes,
more dynamic. There are places that you go to where you might not want eyewear, but like
Jewelry is always.
Some places you might go to and not want eyewear.
First of all, like, it's already a done deal sometimes at night events. And then let's not forget about the fact that there's a saying that like, oh, don't wear sunglasses indoors.
Yeah.
Obviously, that no, I'm just saying that like,
it's
a saying that you don't wear. It's for time now.
Okay.
But we decide what we want and what we feel.
Mm-hmm.
And by all means, because I'm guilty of that, I've worn glasses indoors. Mm-hmm. I don't care. It depends on your vibe.
Yeah, I feel like if it goes with your look, yeah.
Thank you so much.
Do the vibe, whatever vibe you're on. If it's a full look, you can keep your glasses on. Commit to it.
Okay, sorry, you guys. Let me just confess. It's my mother that had that saying.
Who said that?
My mom, from the day I was born, she's like, yeah, you don't wear glasses indoors. And I'm just like, mom. And so when I do, I'm always like, I hope she's not around and she doesn't see this.
Glasses
because she's like, oh, people will look at you like, oh, why are you wearing glasses indoors? But it depends on your vibe. It depends on the aesthetic. Yeah. By all means, go for it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's just what I was saying. Yeah.
Okay. But Mr. I don't know. When men wear glasses indoors, it's
you're
weird,
good regardless. But, so fine.
So your answer is jewelry. All right. Yeah. So let's go back to the beginning. To your infancy, what made you decide, or did you even decide to become like a fashion person, or did you just happen to be like, oh, I'm wearing things and people like them?
Let me become a style connoisseur.
No, it was actually a very conscious decision. I've always loved fashion since, like, whenever, infancy, if you may. I've always loved fashion. I think I've always been gravitated towards people that dress so well. Mm. And I've always like, oh, I can't wait to wear this. I can't wait to grow up so I can wear that. I used to fantasize, really.
Even from a young age.
Yes, there were times when I would, because I'm a daydreamer, sometimes I just sit there and I'm planning looks of when I'm older and come to visit my grandma. It was weird like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I did grow up, it was easier for me to start doing all the things that I wanted to do when I was a child, because I was like, oh, finally I can afford this, I can afford that. And I started when I was in school, university. So by the time I was done with school, I'd already, you know, gotten to a particular point. But I got a job immediately, but it didn't stop me. I was still shooting casually for free. You know, I got a photographer and would, you know, come all the way from my house. I used to shoot a Nikon Tower, actually. I'll come and shoot sometimes a Nikon Tower, Jaconde, something. Yeah, it was crazy.
Yes.
It was really crazy. And then eventually I figured that, you know, at some point I should, actually somebody just had thought that I was charging for it, and that was how.
And they said, "How much do you charge?"
Exactly. So I was like, and then it was like, "Oh my god! Oh wow! I could start charging."
Like that.
Yeah, and then that's how I started charging for it. But obviously, it was very intentional, and I'm happy that I went ahead with it.
There's something you said, like in all your narrations of how you got into the business, that you were waiting till you grew up, you're waiting till you were older to do these things. So, is it a case whereby, like, when you were younger, you didn't feel like you could actually delve into these things until you got to a certain age? What age was that? And why did you feel like you had to go through those things?
Personally, I think that social media did change my life, because at the time when I was thinking all of these things, we didn't have social media, so there was never really an outlet for you to do anything. So there was you just think about what you want to do and how you want to be and where you want to be. But it's, we have the magazines, we have TV, but we didn't have social media to actually have an outlet. And then there was a time where everybody had blogs. So when you had to type on your blog and, you know, narrate your outfit and why you chose the outfit. Why I love Instagram and why I feel like Instagram changed my life was because when everybody had blogs, I actually was one of the very few people that actually started posting on social media just for
social media
sake, right? I was just, my Instagram account became like my blog where I'll post every day, just like everybody used to post on their blogs.
You took it like your blog.
So exactly, I took it like my blog. So honestly, it wasn't necessarily because, you know, I was just waiting for a particular time. I just didn't have an outlet. And then when social media came, it just seemed like, oh, fantastic. I can interpret, I can post this, like I can post 6 times a day and it's not be like, oh my God, you're wasting content. Do you get what I mean? So yeah, that's where I am.
Well, shout out to Mark, because it seems like, you know, he doesn't know
not Mark Instagram Zuckerberg anymore. No, shouted out like, on this podcast.
The Instagram user experience has become very like, poor. Weird. And very like, poor. I think like there's so many features that they're adding that we didn't ask for. And this year, especially, recently they launched the status, which I mean, I've just been using to have fun. But what has been the best and the worst Instagram feature that they've launched this year for you, do you think? Well, if you have no best, the worst.
I can't remember anyone now.
The status, there was the... Instagram, we're not doing a good job, but we should know these.
They are not.
They've launched the... There was the chronological order... which they brought back, but you have to select it individually to see who you're following.
The reason I would say, because honestly, I didn't really notice that. I mean, you can see the change, but it's not so evident, like, oh my God. Like, if it was exactly the way it was, it would have been a lot better. But, you know, to be fair, it's just blah.
And, like, the ads, like, do you get more ads? So I get a lot of ads on Instagram.
I get a lot of ads on Instagram. So it's very much like a marketplace now. Mm-hmm. So,
Instagram is a marketplace.
It's basically like a shopping store now, and it's almost stressful, but at the same time, so me, I like to be a realist, right? I always say the bigger picture, like, okay, you're trying to achieve something, you want it to be a one-stop shop, but the truth is sometimes it does take away. And it does take away. And also realizing that sometimes it's not necessarily about wanting your platform to be the best platform.
And have the most people.
There's room for everybody. So we should have TikTok for something. We should have Instagram for something. Regardless, I still believe that Instagram is at the top. There's no need for competition because, you do different things. And you have different, which is okay because I'm sure Instagram would not want to have a competition with YouTube, right? Because YouTube is YouTube. It's its own platform. Yeah, it has its own thing. And then, for instance, regardless of what anybody says and how everybody wants to use LinkedIn, Instagram is everybody's social. It's like your CV.
Online
CV. So everybody will want to know what your Instagram is saying. The first thing, do you have an Instagram? Before it would have been like maybe Twitter or Snapchat, Facebook, I don't know, or Facebook. But now the number one question everybody asks is, do you have Instagram? If you own a business, do you have an Instagram account? Because they want to see what you do. They want to see what you're about, which means Instagram is always going to be authentic in itself. But it's just all the little here and there nuances.
There's space for every social media platform.
There is.
But obviously, Instagram has a very much finite position in all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
But Angel, my own worry now is, I'm sure that people watching this, there are a few people like you who've always loved fashion and they thought maybe when they were younger and their parents were the ones that were choosing their outfits.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because I went through that. My parents would always choose all our outfits.
Everyone, yeah.
Me and my siblings are a year apart. So they would dress us as triplets. Why did you do this? Like, it's their decision.
Yeah.
So, but there are people watching this who may also want to delve into the path that you've taken in terms of, like, would I call it fashion blogging and, like, a fashion outlet to the world. So my thing is this, how were you able to navigate and make it a fun thing into a business? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because I know that that's one thing people want, because people have been posting stuff, maybe even in their like social media groups, maybe they will collate their groups and all of those things or their WhatsApp stories for their families, but like, I know that there are people who want to make this into a business. Like, you're a fashion blogger, you're a fashion impactor. You know what I'm saying? So
I like how you're not saying influencer. Because even though I hate that word, word so
influencer.
Much, I despise that word. But I don't that's use that
word.
What it
it's
is.
The word that was given to us. But if we had to give our own word, that would not be one of the words.
Sorry, I'm just power saying. Power to the people.
Power to the people. Okay. So
what's your
you
question
impact
in summary?
People, mm-hmm. and you're doing this and you're getting business from mm-hmm. it, like paycheck. So what is your advice to people watching who want to go from, oh, I'm just posting, to, oh, I'm posting for business, I'm guided, I'm scheduled, mm-hmm. do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm doing this, I'm finding brands that can, you know what I'm saying, pour money into me, that kind of thing. So what would your advice be for those people? Should they go ahead? Is there still a market for that? Is it saturated? You know what I'm saying? Or should they just do what feels natural to them and see where it goes with your guidance?
I'd say that one of the very, well, before I even go into the question, I think one of the very important things that I always want to correct people, especially fashion people or, you know, people generally, is hating the word influencer.
Okay.
Because being an influencer is, it's a job. It's a task.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a task that unless you believe that you can handle that task, you can't do it. Like the word influencer means that you're actually influencing people's decision to do things or purchase things or normally just react to things that they normally wouldn't have. So when people tell me, oh, I don't want to be called an influencer, like because you don't understand the meaning of what you're supposed to do. And one of the very important questions people ask me all the time is, how have you managed to make this a business? And that's where the word influencer comes in. I see people talk about, oh, I hate the word influencer because you know, blah, blah, blah. It's because you think that the job is to look pretty with already established brands.
Aesthetic value.
Yes, that's not what it is. Your job is to make sure that somebody, you are making sure that somebody purchases something that you normally wouldn't have. So from a small and medium business, from maybe, like first things first, why are you an influencer and you think it's only wearing Fendi that is the most important thing to you? You are not Fendi. An influencer. You're only wearing the name brands. As an influencer, you have to wear the brands that nobody is willing to look at just because, and then they will look at it just because you said look at it. That's what an influencer is. That's when you're actually doing the job. Like you're wearing, you're actually influencing people's decision. Because the truth is, when you see a brand new brand, nobody wants to work with them or nobody wants to purchase their stuff because they don't trust. The only reason that they trust is because I said trust this person. I wore the outfit. It looked nice. Okay, I will go and buy it because Angel bought it. Or I will go and buy it. Yes, they trust me. So the truth is, as an influencer, you are a person. It's a job. You are there to literally tell people, trust me, I will bring the best deals.
Between
the person, between the customer and the client, basically. The client. So more often than not, you have to tell people, see, I am the middleman. Come to me. My opinions are valid. I will give you the best deals. I will give you the best outfits for cheaper, for, you know, even if it's expensive, whatever it is. I mean, wear all the name brands all you want, but unless you're willing to work with all of the unnamed brands that don't have get their voices heard at all just because they don't have the right people wearing it, you're not an influencer. And that's just what it is.
I love that.
It's as simple as that. So you have to be willing to work with it. Literally people that will sell 500 naira dresses and 50k dresses and 2 million naira address, you have to be an all-rounder. Then you are an actual fashion influencer. Because that means that you can make anything work.
No,
not something.
It makes sense.
Not, you know, when it's convenient.
Yeah.
Not when you're in Valentino, you feel powerful.
But when you wear
a Chukuma's outfit, you're just I don't know, it's not giving. No, that's not the job. So when people say, I don't like being, I am an influencer. And I embody it because I know what the job entails. And I always tell people, this is why I make money. I make money because I'm willing to do the work with all the people you don't want to work with. I understand the business. I've worked with a lot of high-end brands and I worked with a lot of low-end brands. The truth is, I do work with a lot of people and for you to be able to work with, and I tell people that sometimes the high-end brands will pay you. It's good for your CV, quite all right. But if you want to get to the top, you need to work with those brands, those ones are willing to pay you, because those ones have those people have budgets. They have marketing budget. These people don't have budgets. They're already established. You can't give a Chanel
publicity.
They have publicity. You can't give a Fendi publicity. They already have the publicity. So what do you bring to the table? So why don't you work with all of the other brands who will pay you? And honestly, if you're raise your profile. And honestly, if you're very good at what you do, Those brands will notice you. Don't worry about those things. Because I remember when I started, I used to wear Ankara a lot. And everyone was like, ah, you're wearing so much Ankara, 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 Ankara.
They were complaining.
Yeah, and they were like, oh, why would you be wearing so much Ankara? And I'm like, listen, now every week, literally every week, I am shooting for clients in tons. Not just like certain outfits, in tons. And the only way I can be able to achieve that is because my business, and now I have a content production company where I just create content. I don't even have to post anymore. When I started, I had to post, blah. Now I don't even have to post. I just create content in large volumes and send to a bunch of my clients.
That's UGC. User-generated content.
And the funny thing is, that's how I've been able to consistently make money. And that's how I even have money to buy all of the name brands. And I don't even bother to tag because
why are you tagging?
And then before you know it, all the name brands want to work with you because you already have enough. You have enough on your CV. They go through your page. They see your content over and over again and over and over and over. So if you want to do this, you have to be consistent. You have to be committed. Those are my two words. Consistency and commitment. You cannot do anything on social media, no matter what anybody tells. And the truth is, nobody's entitled to like your work just because you're putting in a lot of effort. Is that it doesn't matter. I did so much. Nobody's watching it. I have only 2 views.
But you did it.
Exactly. But you have to learn to clap for yourself when no one is clapping for you. You have to learn to keep at it when nobody's even looking at it. Mm. So no matter what you do, be consistent, be committed. Do it and do it and do it until you get the traction that you think that you need. Regardless, it doesn't matter. Just keep
attention. Angel, you know something? I love how you're giving us the real. I'm literally living for this. Like, you're so sure of everything you're saying.
Yeah.
So before we even go to the next platform, we're going to be a bit cheeky. So are there any, like, brands that... Because most people watching this have already gone through the legal struggle. Fuel scarcity, everything. The prices have been raised up. But are there any, like... I wouldn't even call them low-end brands, but I wouldn't call them low-end brands, but I would say maybe affordable brands, maybe one or two that you're loving right now. So two low-end, two high-end brands that you're actually loving, that people at home will watch this and say, you know what, Angel said this, I'm going to go buy this. What are those? Sorry for putting you on the spot, Angel.
Fine. It's fine. I'm just thinking of Nigerian brands. Yes. I'm going to make them just Nigerian brands. The truth is, I honestly do not buy clothing. So I don't know what the market says a lot of times. But the ones that I've seen and I've, you know, done my research in recent times, I really love, for affordable, I would really push Stephens & Co. People love her work.
Okay. And Stephens & Co.
I think she has managed to make things really affordable and also really stylish for the everyday woman, which is very, 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 very commendable. I really love her brand. I love what she brings to the table and whatnot, right? And I love Canra Lagos, Aqua Africa.
Okay.
They're affordable, honestly. Because
I know Aqua Africa because I have a few things from there. Like, I love.
Amazing work.
Zephans & Co. Aqua Africa. So
for high ends, I really love Andrayama. Okay. I really love her work. I think that, you know, I got some pieces from her very recently and I realized that, you know, it might not necessarily be affordable, but they're well done. Well done outfits. You know, there's a lot of thought that goes, that goes into it. I believe I'm a diehard fan of T.I. Nathan. T.I. Nathan makes some of the best suits
I've ever seen
in Africa. He makes incredible suits.
Exactly.
For men, for
and
women,
dresses, for
his
girls.
Work is incredible. Okay. So honestly, if you are really looking to spend some money, I won't even say he's so expensive, but
he's not.
His work is amazing.
Okay. You can save up. You can then, build up to
exactly,
the T.I.
And then
Nathan.
Maybe like for hats and jewelry, bags, Africa Designers Mall sales. Literally some of the best stuff you were ever... And there's like
so that's ADM?
Yes, ADM.
ADM Projects, yes. ADM.
Exactly.
We'll put that all on the...
ADM Projects.
I bought from them before,
those guys,
so I know.
They have something
hat.
For everyone, basically. Girl. So okay. Africa Designers Mall is really...
Well, now you have
top.
Something to use your 13-month salary to buy. All these places.
Yes.
Look, and I also like that they're all Nigerian brands as well. But like, so is the reason... Have you received... any Christmas presents yet?
Not yet.
You don't know when we're recording this.
Oh? Interesting.
Okay,
yeah,
well, I have received none.
I just remembered.
But you can donate and make my Christmas a merry
please,
one.
Can you guys just give? Because this is now the fourth episode and you have not received anything. So
but anyway, guys.
Can we stop hearing this on the fifth episode?
We will never stop hearing this. We'll give you the information below.
You can send something to him.
So, finally, I'll just say to end up and round up this episode. What are like some Christmas fashion like must-haves?
The looks.
I'm trying to think, and I don't think there's really a Christmas look that's coming to mind outside of my lovely hat.
Something festive.
I don't know.
Do you mean outfits, or a type of dress
that you think is like best for Christmas time?
So essentially, what Emmanuel is not going to say, I will say. So Angel, if you were a stylist for the people, and you had to tell them, you know what, it's Christmas season, you guys have something going on, what is it that you have going on? A casual? Maybe you're going to a friend's house, you're chilling, you're vibing. Corporate? You have to step into the office or do a TED talk and a cocktail outfit. Yeah, so maybe like dinner time and then after that you go to the club. What are those three things that you would say?
C is casual, corporate, cocktail. And commitment and consistency.
Commitment and consistency, hello.
And the class prefix.
And a communal gift to him by the next episode. Okay. But that's neither here nor there. So, Angel, so corporate, cocktail. Casual,
and cocktail.
And cocktail.
Okay.
What are those three looks that you say, you know what, if you get this in your wardrobe and you put this together, you're going to be the best looking person in that event. What are
those things?
So
corporate, I'd say get flare pants, okay? Everybody needs pants. So get pants, get buttoned up tops, you know, shirts rather.
Okay.
Keep it simple, get a blazer. You can never get wrong with a blazer. One thing about a blazer is it will always amplify your look and you look like you have... You're
money.
A powerhouse. Exactly.
Boss
like bitch, you have money.
Boss boo, boss
exactly.
Babe, yes.
So get the blazer, get a pants, and you're good to go. Cocktails, right?
Yes.
Cocktails.
The last one is casual, but
casual. Okay,
now.
For cocktails, if you're attending any cocktail event, get tons and tons and tons and tons of dresses. Like, so you want high slit, you know, you want something that is a bit flair, a bit fun and flirty, showing a bit of décolletage and stuff.
I love that.
Backless dresses as well, sleeve dresses.
Is this for Christmas or for festive season?
You don't want to. You don't want to keep your fashion really boring. So you want to amplify. This is the end of the year, so it's time for you to, you know, put
show
all the things together.
All.
Exactly, show it all.
Yes.
Jesus was born in a manger.
Show it all up.
That is Jesus.
That is on Jesus himself.
Yeah, keep it very sexy
but
and fun and flirty.
Anything for the guys?
For men.
For
so honestly, I'm really, really loving... For men, I would just be general. For men, I'm really, really
what
loving cords, right?
Ooh.
So for men,
yes.
I would say solid black and black, same print, same color, you know, or red and green. I don't know. But
okay,
make sure just make sure the cords are right there. Buttoned up shirt. And it could be something like this with pants as well.
Yes, I was thinking about
so
that.
Nice. So this is the time. Like if you get at least 6 different colors of cords, you are good to go to any
Angel,
event.
Angel, not Emmanuel being the blueprint for the brand.
This is fantastic.
But that is
so
gorgeous.
Get this.
Merry
get
Christmas.
Matching
gorgeous.
Bottoms.
Gorgeous.
You're great
gorgeous.
To go.
Okay,
fantastic.
And the last one was a casual.
And then casual
must have. Your friend's house.
Yeah.
You're going to take
meat
the kids
after
out.
Christmas dinner.
And
yeah.
you're
Man,
going
I would just say that for casuals,
Christmas.
I'm a denim girl. So get all your denims. You need in different colors, obviously. And then you need them flare. You need them skinny.
Cord,
you need them boots cut. Be very fun and flirty with it.
She
and then get the best tops to go. So right now, say for casual, purchase tops. Tons of tops. So you want something with ruffles, something with exaggerated sleeves, something with cuts and stuff. Yeah, prints are fine. Yeah. Prints are fantastic. But make sure, with prints can be a hit or a miss. So I will always go for solid colors. Because solid colors, you can't get solids
wrong.
Yeah,
you
can't get them wrong.
Many people think
that
they are stylists, but they are really not.
Yeah.
Well, Angel said it here, so please listen. Yeah.
So for me, I would say that it's easier to accessorize because when you have solids, it's easier for you to just pick up a brown bag. Brown, but if you have prints, it might be confusing. You don't know which bag to carry. Before you know it, you have thrown it all off with your shoes. So exactly.
You
so.
Just say that again. So you will go for solid colors.
Yes, I'd rather solid colors. Yes, say for tops. So I'd rather solid top colors for tops. So if you're wearing a denim, you want to wear like white, blue, black. Those are the top colors. You can't get wrong. So blue and blue, obviously white and blue jeans or, you know, whatever the situation you're trying to pull up or over there. But make sure it is very fun and fresh. You know, make your tops interesting to look at. That way it's not too casual and it's not too serious. Do you get what I mean? So, yeah, okay. Something in the middle, yeah.
Good. Dress like you want to be addressed.
I love that. So Angel, if you were to rate Emmanuel's jacket right now...
We're not
now,
rating. We are done with the episode. Thank you very much.
Sorry, I was just being cheeky.
Your jacket is amazing. What?
Great fit. And this jacket is also made in Nigeria.
Why would he not let you rate it? It's stunning.
Because we are out of time. So, well, this jacket is made by made in Nigeria brand. I've worn it a bunch of times. ASEAN. Rest in peace, Matthew.
R.I.P. We love him so much.
And it's available. I believe it's still available. I think
it is
ASSIAN.
In different colors as well, red and blue, black and white.
And I also point out that, like, for this whole 5 days of Christmas, we're not sponsored for anything. So anything we say is because we actually use it and wear it. So,
and we feel it.
But if you would like us to, if you like to sponsor us, so we can also apply you. We take, you know, we can even advertise your eyeglass. Your drink.
Or your... What is this, Emmanuel?
If you're in a party shop and you sell... I don't know what
this
is.
What is this?
We'll find out in episode
5.
But
we can sponsor this we'll as
find
well.
Find out. Stay tuned, guys. So with that, thank you so much for coming.
Oh my God, Angel. We love you. Don't go.
And this is the end of day 4. Guys, you've been with us 80% of the
four
day.
4 out of 5.
One more day left, guys. You can do it.
Jesus.
It's Boxing Day today. I'm sure you were all relaxed.
Yeah.
I hope you had a good Christmas. I hope you've eaten to your fill. I hope, you know, you're just chilling and getting ready for the boring 6 days before New Year's.
Scream.
But instead of doing nothing, watch all the episodes twice.
Yes.
I'm dying.
So, guys, yes, we'll see you tomorrow for the very last day. And we have a special episode recapping everything about the year from film and TV to
and
books,
music,
everything. Spotify Wrapped.
Yes.
So that's happening tomorrow.
AKA.
Same time. Yeah.
What? No, it's AKA Spotify Wrapped.
No, AKA.
Just...
They will sue us for it's not also known
okay,
as.
Okay, not AKA.
It's
not
similar.
AKA.
Not all ahead, please.
The way Spotify Wrapped is designed for the music. We're going to have music, we're going to have film, we're going to have TV series. Is that fine?
So this
is
Emmanuel Wrapped because no Spotify.
Emmanuel Wrapped, Class
so
Prefects
guys,
Wrapped.
See you tomorrow. And thank you for joining us.
Thank
Happy
you.
Holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thank you, Angel.
Thank you, guys. Bye, thank you for having me, guys. Thank you.